This news update is being brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business, as well as your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware. Also by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealers. And welcome to your news for the hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom in Bad Axe. With the state considering privatizing mental health services, agencies like Tuscola Behavioral Health Systems are speaking out about the impact. On September 17th, they joined other agencies and clients in Lansing for the 21st annual Walk a Mile in My Shoes rally. The event highlighted the importance of mental health services that support more than 300,000 Michiganders facing mental health and developmental disabilities. Participants thanked Senator Dan Lowers and Representative Gregory Alexander for attending. The event was sponsored by the Community Mental Health Association of Michigan. And the Unionville Sebewing Patriots claimed victory Friday night in the 32nd annual Pioneer Sugar Bowl. The Patriots defeated the Reese Rockets in a close game, 24-22, bringing home the trophy, a $500 check for the athletic department, and bragging rights for the next year. With the win, USA now leads the series 17-15 in the long-standing rivalry that began back in 1994. The Michigan Sugar Queen and her court were also on hand for the event. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will meet as a committee of the whole Monday morning at 8 at the Purdy Building in Caro. On the agenda, Sheriff Ryan Robinson will request approval to purchase 7 license plate readers and cameras. The ISD's transportation director will review the annual school plan, and commissioners will also hear a request to apply for a state trailways grant, and Administrator Erica Dibble will provide a financial update. The Sebewing Township Police Department is having some fun on social media, but with a serious message. Blue lights are for police vehicles only. Officer says they talked to 2 drivers in recent days using illegal blue lights. No tickets were issued, but police warn it could lead to serious charges like impersonating a police officer. The post was full of sarcasm, with police saying they went through 4 years of college and 16 weeks of academy to earn their blue lights, unlike drivers who just order them off Amazon. The department even joked about donuts and tantrums, but made it clear misusing emergency lights is no laughing matter. And we'll be right back with our news, but first, here's a message from our sponsor at More Motors.
This is Denny King, the King of Cars, with More Motors Ford Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Caro. It's time for you to get more for your money with More Motors of Caro, and that means big savings for you. Never pay more than sticker price when you shop More Motors of Caro. A lot of dealers, especially the city dealers, mark up their inventory and charge people an arm and a leg. They call it a market adjustment. There's a reason your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro for more than 60 years. They can purchase the same Ford Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Ram from More Motors of Caro for thousands less. At More Motors Ford Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Caro, we value transparency, fair deals, and realistic trade offers. So come see me today, Denny King, the King of Cars, or any of our staff at More Motors of Caro to be treated fairly and know you're getting the best deal possible. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to More Motors of Caro.
Welcome back. The search for a missing Owendale man has ended in tragedy. The Huron County Sheriff's Office says 36-year-old Raymond J. Babbitt was found dead Friday morning in a cornfield near Owendale. He was discovered around 10:30 by a volunteer search team from Christian Aid Ministries, also known as CAM. Babbitt had been missing since earlier in the week, prompting a massive 5-day search. Dozens of agencies and volunteers took part, including Michigan State Police, several county sheriff's offices, local fire departments, and community members. Investigators say Babbitt died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound and may have taken his life as early as Monday. Sheriff Kelly Hansen thanked everyone involved in the effort, including local businesses like Stack's Market, which provided food and refreshments for search crews. With the discovery and confirmation of his cause of death, the sheriff's office says this case is now officially closed. A tragic accident claimed the life of a 49-year-old farm worker Friday afternoon. The Huron County Sheriff's Office says the incident happened near Finkel Road, south of Purdy Road. Deputies were called just after 1:15 p.m. when co-workers reported the man had not been seen for about an hour while cutting grass. The victim, identified as David D. Lemke, was found in a ditch near an overturned John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. His co-workers pulled him from the equipment, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The Huron County Medical Examiner's Office has ordered an autopsy to determine the exact cause of death. And preliminary enrollment numbers show the Reese Public School District has more students than expected this year. Superintendent Jordan Ackerman says the district is seeing about 36 students above forecast. Because of the increase, a third great start readiness program classroom has been added, along with an extra fourth grade classroom. Ackerman cautioned that the numbers may still change before the state's official count date next month, which determines funding. In other business, the school board approved the FFA chapter's trip to the national convention in Indianapolis in late October, as well as the senior class trip to Kalahari Resort in Ohio in 2026. As a reminder, homecoming is set for Friday, September 26th for Reese Schools. And we'll be right back with news, but first here's another word from our sponsors at Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
Huron County has a new 73B district court judge. Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointed Julian Ferris to fill the probate judge position. The appointment covers a partial term set to expire January 1st of 2027, replacing David Harrington, who retired after 18 years on the bench. Ferris of Bad Axe holds a bachelor's degree in early childhood education from the University of Georgia and a doctorate from the Florida Coastal School of Law. She is a partner at Ferris, Schwedler, and O'Mara, specializing in family and probate law, and previously worked as an associate attorney in Atlanta. She also serves on the board of the Thumb Area Transit and is currently a member and former president of the Huron County Bar Association. Cass City Park was the site of a solemn candlelight vigil September 19th as the community gathered to honor the life of Charlie Kirk. The evening featured hymns and speeches from guests including Catherine Buzzard of Salt and Light Global and Pastor Chuck Carr, who shared personal reflections on Kirk's life and values. Organizers thanked many for their support, including Israel Wayne, Flowers by Grace, Samantha Block, Linda Steck, and Richard Love, along with others who helped make the event possible. The vigil ended up with a candle lighting ceremony as attendees joined together in singing My Country, Tis of Thee in tribute. The Michigan Secretary of State sold bulk personal data, including driver and vehicle information, to corporations and credit bureaus nationwide from October 2023 to September 2024, generating about $1.29 million. These sales are legal under state law, but privacy concerns have been raised over the lack of opt-out options and use of data for marketing. Legislators are considering new laws like the Michigan Personal Data Privacy Act to strengthen protections against data sales and unauthorized use. The practice remains under scrutiny amid ongoing debates over privacy and consumer rights. The Wells Township Board of Trustees discussed several road issues during this month's meeting. The board agreed not to submit a speed study request after a resident complained of excessive speeding on Riley Road between Froude Road and Plain Road. Supervisor Carmen Stevens reported that the Tuscola County Road Commission will be conducting a study at Hurd's Corner and Bevins Road, following multiple accidents at that intersection. The board also directed the supervisor to send a letter to Laura Killinger about a burnout party held at Riley and Froude Roads. The letter will warn that if the township receives a bill for damage or repairs at that intersection, Killinger will be responsible for paying it. And a Saginaw man who shot himself after fatally shooting his wife has admitted to the crime in court. 61-year-old Michael A. Glenn entered a no-contest plea September 16th to second-degree murder and felony firearm in the death of his wife, Dominique Watson. Glenn was found back in February inside their east side home with a self-inflicted gunshot wound next to his wife's body. His plea came the same day his trial on an open murder charge was set to begin. Under the deal, prosecutors agreed to dismiss that original charge. And we have another message from our sponsor at ABS Broadband.
Here in the Thumb region, we're a tightly knit community that supports our neighbors, our schools, and our businesses. Because community matters. To stay connected, you deserve an internet provider who is local, understands our community, and your online needs. That's why at ABS Broadband, we're committed to delivering high-speed internet that works for you. Owned and operated right here in the Thumb. Whether you're working from home, running a business, streaming your favorite shows, or helping your kids with homework, we have an internet plan for you. With straightforward pricing and no hidden fees. And when you need help, we're always nearby. At ABS Broadband, our friendly local support team is glad to assist. No long wait times, just real people who care. Stay connected with an internet provider that's as local as you are. See what's available in your area at absbroadband.com or call our helpful sales team at 888-282-4932 today.
That brings us to the end of our news for the hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff. Thank you for an amazing Sunday. Coming up, we got Steve Adamson with the most precise weather, I think, on the planet. Steve, what's going on?